You are welcome to the 5-minute daily devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu, and our Bible text is Jeremiah chapter 17, verse 9 and 10. The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? I, the Lord, search the heart. I test the mind, even to give every man according to his ways, according to the fruit of his doings. Sometimes we hear something repeatedly, but we really don't take it to heart. Aren't you surprised at some level of wickedness that some people have done to you? Are you not surprised? But why are you surprised? Have you not read that the Bible says the heart is deceitful above all things? That the most deceitful thing on earth is the heart, and desperately wicked. You see, he says the heart, but God is simply talking about man. That's why he said, I will give you a new heart. I want you to note it, please. People who are not born again, they have a deceitful and wicked heart. Sadly, many people who even lay claim to be born again are not any way better. But that's not how it ought to be. But I'm simply saying that don't let it come to you as a shock. Sometimes you are in a shock. People are like, sir, I can't believe my husband could do this to me. And I'm wondering why they can't believe it. I'm wondering. You can pick a man from the gutter and give that man life, and that man will turn around to bite you. If you give him opportunity, he will kill you. Please don't be surprised. Don't let it surprise you. That's why Jesus said, I send you as sheep among wolves. People will gang up against you in your place of work for no reasons. No reason. They will gang up against you. People will lie against you to your own face. People will scheme against you. People you have helped will turn against you. A child that you will help to raise will go about speaking evil of you. A child that had nobody, that you decided, okay, let me help this child, that you will train through school, he will not be grateful. They won't even turn back for one day to acknowledge you, to say thank you. Why are you surprised, brethren? The Bible says Jesus did not commit himself to them because he knew all men. Let me tell you, you need wisdom to navigate this world. Men are wicked. Men are deceitful. Deceitful. Oh, hey, a man will promise heaven and earth to a woman, and all the while he was just scheming. Just scheming. A man will lie to a woman that yes, he loved the woman, they should marry, and all he wants to do is to travel out of the country and then go and betray the woman. A man can marry a woman because he wants to kill that woman. One of my friends was going to be a victim of ritual killing by her husband, whom they had a child together. Can you imagine? People who have had intimate moments together and produce a child, and yet all the while, the scheme of the man is that he needs a wife to use for money ritual. And he was going, he was in the final stage of that before this my friend was delivered. Don't be surprised. That's why you don't just commit yourself to anybody. Some people will say, but sir, he's a pastor. If you hear the wicked atrocities that has been committed by pastors, the issue is that God did not say pastor is the standard of righteousness. That title, anybody can put it on himself. A genuine pastor is a man after God's heart. But what many of us call pastors today, they are not pastors, they are titles. They are just unsaved men bearing titles. They are not pastors. By their fruit you shall know them. My point is this. Don't be too surprised. In fact, prepare your mind. Prepare your mind. Even God says he had to search the heart to know what is in it. And you are behaving as if you know everybody's heart. That's why you need Jesus.
You need Jesus to guide you every day before you will commit yourself. Before Jesus could appoint his apostles, he went to all-night prayer. For you, you want to marry. Somebody just knelt down and stretched a ring and you began to dance like a snake. Ah, And then when you enter into that marriage, you are now saying, why is he doing like this? Why is he doing like this? Did you pray? Did you check those red flags that you ignored? So brethren, please, God won't say this if he doesn't want us to know it. You don't need to fight people, but know it at the back of your mind that in this world system, you are dealing with deceitful and wicked people, but you are the light of the world. So you will shine in the name of Jesus. Thank you for listening. You can reach us on this number, +234 818 615 7852. To find out more about the ministry, please visit livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus come.